The sun's gone down, and I'm out trying to get certain crawls that only occur usually early in the morning, briefly, or most often in the evening. Now, for those of you that have a bird like this near you, you know what it is. In fact, it's on the point of driving a lot of people crazy. This is a whippoorwill. I'm actually not as close as I'd like to be, and I will try to get closer, but it's the first one that started calling since I've been waiting for the sun to go down. And it says purple rib, or you can consider it saying its name too, whippoorwill, whippoorwill. Whippoorwills belong to a family of birds that are called nightjars, and they're basically insect eaters. There's a little bit of a breeze, so you can also hear some leaves rustling. But that call's pretty distinct. Whippoorwills are about at their most northern range in northeastern Minnesota here. And they usually occur between the Maple Ridge and Lake Superior. We don't hear whippoorwills inland much at all. So people along the lake are blessed or cursed with this little bird, whichever you're inclined to think. I kind of think it's so cool. But they fly around. They have very small bills, and they're able to open their mouth very wide. It's called the gape. The gape is huge, and they're bug collectors. That's actually how they feed. And they nest on, in woods without much cover underneath. They like the openness underneath. They'll take a variety of different kinds of trees, but mainly they want it to be open. And I'm on one of those hillsides overlooking Lake Superior. It's very rocky and sparsely vegetated, a lot of it. And so they'll nest in an area like that. And they just don't even build a nest. Just drop their eggs on the ground. And they only lay two, usually. And they're kind of not round. So they're more like they're kind of elliptical. So they won't roll like a ball. They'll just roll around in a little circle. And that's all they do is just lay those two eggs. And they actually overwinter like in Florida. But they're really cool birds, and they're not very distinctive looking. They just blend in with the background. I think the most distinctive thing about them is the calling they do, their song. Well, I'm going to move on because I am looking for another bird that I hope will be calling in this area. You hear that rather unmusical note, kind of a zeep. There. That's another bird that likes these crepuscular times, this between dark and some light. That's a woodcock. And I hope that if I'm able to get the recording of his flight, which is also a courtship flight, he's trying to attract females. He's kind of like a male grouse. He's going to do something spectacular, impress the girls. Right now he's on the ground, and that's the sound he makes. You can hear the whippoorwill, also still whippoorwilling. Oh. That was also the call note or the sound that a hermit thrush makes. When he does take off, which will be his flight display, we can hear the sounds of his wings. They make kind of a twittering sound. Oh goodness, there's also a ruffed grouse drumming the other side of me. Lots of night sounds. I'm afraid the woodcock might have moved and not done his flight. I don't know what that means. If there was not a female here for him to do his flight for, perhaps. He didn't attract any. I'm not sure, but I think he just moved to another place. And it's a little too dark for me to see, so I can't tell you for sure. I still can hear the whippoorwills in the distance, but it's getting darker and darker, and I think I'm going to head home at least for this evening and try again another night for other things. This is Molly Hoffman from some of the hills above Lake Superior for WTIP.